it started in Buenos Aires with a very interesting mixture of various cultures. A lot of Europeans were moving to Buenos Aires to find work at the end of the 19th century. And at the same time, there were some African influences with the slaves and with their music and dance, and with the mixture of Europeans coming in, created a very important melting pot in Buenos Aires, which propagated throughout Argentina to other parts of the country.
There's an intensity to tango dancing and you know, the whole culture of tango, the music, the singing in tango. What are some of the themes and subjects in tango?
Some of the lyrics can be very pessimistic. Tango is interesting because, historically speaking, you know, basically the lyrics tell a story. And the story might be in a nightclub, the disappointment with love, and a knife fight, which was related to gauchos, cowboys, you know, fighting each other for women, or a lover that's lost, and things like that. So it is very very pessimistic sometimes. But when people dance, they actually really enjoy themselves and they create a wonderful environment. So in some ways, I sometimes wonder, you know, in spite of the lyrics, when people dance in Buenos Aires, you see that they're all happy.
Tango dancing looks very stylized. Is it hard to learn?
Yeah, I would say tango is relatively difficult to learn compared to other dances, because it really relies on a good control of the body. And most of us in our daily lives, you know, it's harder to exercise. It really uses different muscles in the body in a very complicated way. So when people first start, you know, they have problems with balance, using one leg. For example, on the TV, you might see somebody kicking the legs real fast, and people think this is really easy. And then when they stand on one leg, they see that they are losing their balance because they never did that before.
So, Jim, let's talk about what's happening this weekend.
Basically, on Friday, there will be a show, tango show, at the Milford Center for the Arts. They will be performing at the show with bandoneonist Juan Pablo Joffre. There will also be folk dancing with a wonderful group who are based in Connecticut, a group of Puerto Rico. So it's going to be a nice evening of music and dance. On Saturday, they will do workshops for dancers who are already dancing. And on Saturday night, we have a big social where we will just go dance tango and enjoy the social aspect of it. And then on Sunday, they have more workshops in Norwalk.
You mentioned Juan Pablo Joffre, and he's one of the really up-and-coming bandoneonists. Maybe you can explain a little bit what the bandoneon is.
Bandoneon is similar to accordion, which has keys, but bandoneon has buttons. So both sides of the bandoneon has buttons, and the fingers press the buttons to create sounds. And it has you press and pull the instrument to create the wind effect. And so it sounds like an organ, small organ.
And the really good ones can make the instrument have almost its own feelings and emotions.
Definitely, because the player can adjust the speed of the wind, you know, by squeezing slowly or faster. They create this, you can even create a sort of a crying effect or holding a very long note in a creative way might create a very special sound. That's why actually bandoneon is very, very nice and special instrument. I personally love it myself.
Jim, where can people go to get more information?
The best place to go is the website, cttangofest.org.
Jim Duras, thank you so much.
Thank you.